Yeah, there's a dog out there. It's not, it looks like a friendly dog, but I mean, all dogs kind of look friendly from afar. Yeah, and that's when you put a little cigarette out in their nose.
Welcome all.
Thank you.
To the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I podcast. It's now an internet radio program.
Yeah, I've only been saying that for 3 months. Thanks for noticing.
Usually he's on his phone at this time.
Yeah, it is an internet radio program. We're not doing a podcast right now, right? It becomes the podcast. But right now we're live on RadioFooBar.com.
To the millions streaming online.
To our fans.
Yeah, all of them.
I think it's funny that women listen to this show.
Yeah, it seems like we do have a predominantly female audience.
That scares me a little.
At least the people that have made themselves known. I know there are other people downloading it.
Closet listeners.
Mostly bots, I would imagine. However, the couple of people who have informed us that they are listening are all female. I think that's because of Napier's sexy voice.
It's true.
They hear it. They hear his smooth tones, and they flick their
bean.
Sure. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Oh.
Joining us again. Drunkard STL, did you see you got the big shout-out from Radio FooBar on Facebook today?
No, I did not.
You did.
I don't have a Facebook.
You don't?
Just the Twitters.
Well, your fan base continues to grow.
Oh, well, excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, let's just get right into the bits that really work, right?
Yeah. The ones that we'll only have for 1 or 2 weeks and then completely abandon.
I saw on Facebook today that Napier's sister was certified as a personal trainer.
Oh, good. She didn't tell me that.
She posted it on Facebook.
Oh.
So, she is now a personal trainer. So, she's working her way up the ladder to one day surpass Napier on esteem, because Napier does, in fact, have a doctorate in advice.
It's
from
true.
The University of Hard Knocks. And that is why we've decided it's time that Napier use his skills as an advice giver in a segment we like to call
Ask Dr. Napier.
So I do have a series of questions for Dr. Napier. Are you ready for them, Dr. Napier?
Yes.
Do you need to like scratch your belly or do anything, you know?
No, I'm full of nicotine, therefore I am ready to go.
The folks in the chat also, if you would well, folk now. Bye. If you have any questions for Dr. Napier, please share. But I do have one from Joey Jojo Jr. Shabudu. I don't think that's a real name. I think that might be an alias. No, that was the name that he chose to go by.
How did you receive this question?
Via text message. Joey Jojo Jr. Shabudu from Florissant asks, Dear Dr. Napier, where do babies come from?
The crotch. That is why they are referred to as crotch fruit.
Fruit of the looms.
Fruit of the crotch, yes.
Mark in Hazelwood wants to know what your opinion on Obamacare is.
I would like to have seen single payer, but what the hell ever. It's fine. I don't care. Who gives a shit?
Let's see. Megan from West County. Dear Dr. Napier, I'm having a baby in May. How can I tell if I'm having a boy or a girl?
Well, you have to think back to when the penis entered you, what position you were in, and then the moment of fertilization. That all counts. Every tiny bit of it. From the thrust to what you had for dinner that night.
The angle of the thrust?
The angle doesn't really matter. The angle of where her eggies sat. That's where...
That, oh, so where her eggies were, so what position she was in.
Yeah. The angle of the penis, not so important. Like, it depends on how you're sitting. Hmm. So if you're laying down, but you've got, you know, you got your butt up a little bit, could be a boy. If you're just kind of like half-assing it, lady.
Wait, do that, so how do you make boys?
You make doggy boys, you make boys by sticking your ass in the air.
Oh, okay.
So doggy style. Like.
Not necessarily, just,
I mean,
you know,
have
given...
To have any kind of worry about any of this. I mean, my shit's making boys. My sperm have biceps, so... But, I mean, they're slow and lazy, but, you know, they're very manly.
Excellent.
They don't have to run. They're like Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, you put it in with the power of your love.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so ass in the air makes boys.
Ass in the air makes boys. Ass on the ground makes ladies.
See, but...
What about, like, woman on top?
Woman on top, that's... That's something that's rather contested right now.
Well, that would be...
Hotly debated.
That is hotly debated.
That would be more like a, you know, a kite than a spaceship, you know? That would be, like, it goes up there, but then gravity brings it back down, right? It would be like Old Faithful. I mean, all the water comes back down. It doesn't stay in the air.
Well, there are theories right now. There are guesses. There are hypotheses. But right now, the science is in the lady on the bottom. Lady on the top throws everything off. You can't... There are just too many variables. You can't use a graphing calculator on this.
Let's see. What else do I got here? I have several questions for Dr. Nick. Fina in St. Peter's asks, why do guys allow girls to give them HJs when we fucking suck and they know they can do better? Now, I have an opinion on this, but I will let you go first.
I like to see the struggle. I mean, the effort.
Yeah,
the effort.
You want to see,
yeah,
your gal, you know, is putting forth the effort to make you happy.
Yeah. That's where it counts.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I think the end goal is that you let her play with it long enough to bored
and start
put it
sucking
in her
on
mouth.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Okay, let's just put this away.
Now that method is mostly used by high schoolers to get their first blowjob.
You see it more as a starting off point than a, man, I hope this HJ lasts.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll accept an HJ if that's all you're willing to give, but you're wanting it to get more. Actually, you know what? In most situations, I am hoping that a BJ becomes sex.
Yeah.
No, see, I like just a BJ to be a BJ.
It depends on the situation.
A BJ always turns into sex, and that's bullshit. Sometimes you just need your dick sucked to completion.
It depends on the situation. Now, look, I'm the first one to say that a hand job is the only thing above dry humping. Dry humping is the bottom of the barrel. Now, what we can do here is, We can get a hand job. However, she's going to get tired of this real fucking quick. I mean, she's just going to, okay, when is this going to end? And then she looks at you for advice. Are you close? You're supposed to say, no, I'm going to need you to give it a little tongue action. And then she's like, fine. And then she gives it a little lick, like, no, 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 no. Don't just lick it. Kiss it. And then she does that. Like, oh, when is this? It goes into a blowjob. It takes a while.
I'm getting a lot of stuff in the chat room about static. Do you hear any static?
I hear an echo.
That's because we're talking.
It sounds awesome.
You like it?
I do. I enjoy it.
You have a certain majesty.
Well, I think it's because you're playing with that cord. That cord was dangling around and flopping.
What cord?
The cord on your microphone.
I hereby proclaim you all to be bitches.
Ha ha, fuck you, I have an axe.
And so it was said, it is. That does sound awesome.
It does.
I don't hear any static.
I'm amazing. I'm just going to say, right, Matt.
Maybe she was fucking with you. And look what you've done.
It's all,
LOL'd. Does that mean she's fucking with me?
Yeah.
Trolled. I'm going to
She her. Just won.
I'm going to mute the one person in our chat room.
Now, see, you're not playing with the cord. Now it's gone.
I wasn't playing with the cord.
You were playing with the cord. You're playing with the cord.
We're back on mute.
Okay.
The show's back on.
Is that how my voice sounds on the podcast?
Yeah. You do sound very deep.
That's awesome.
I think you take it down a little bit. You know, something that the listening public might not know is like when we go on our break, Paul hits, you know,
I'm squeaky.
On the microphone.
Hello.
He's like,
all right, guys, let's go smoke. I'm ready to get high, bros.
This is my radio voice.
Hey,
ladies. So this is our Christmas episode. I mean, if you guys have anything Christmassy that you'd like to share.
I read a story on the internets that within the
Christmas?
Past 2 months. Yeah, it's very Christmassy.
Okay.
Within the past 2 months, two teenagers have shot and killed themselves, shot themselves in the head. While handcuffed in the back of a police car in Texas.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
How do you do that?
You don't.
Yeah. Well, first of all, how do you end up with a gun in the back of the police car? And then how do you, while handcuffed, shoot yourself in the face with it? Both these kids were supposedly searched before they got put in the back of the police cars.
Yeah. And more than likely, their hands were behind their back. So... So I guess it's that thing, this dude fell on all these bullets.
So what you're saying is there's some shady dealings going on.
I don't know that.
Right.
I don't know anything.
I can't speculate.
I don't want to critique, you know, what you brought to the show or anything. I mean, that's great and all. But we preface that with, hey, do you guys have anything Christmassy to say? And then you bring up that.
That's not Christmassy?
I mean, it's a big deal. This is our Christmas episode. Have we ever done a Christmas episode before? Actually, you know what?
Did you get me
gifts? I think one time we did a show close to a Christmas, and I put jingle bells in our idle hands at the beginning.
Oh!
But I don't think anybody noticed.
Nobody listens, so nobody's noticing this.
So,
do you remember when you were a kid? I don't know if you did this, but like you had maybe a Talk Boy. Some sort of recording device.
Oh, those things from the Home Alone movie?
Right, yeah. And you would just talk, and you'd have a little radio show with your buddy, you know, and or maybe your brother or whatever, and you'd have a little radio show.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
I used to record
curse words. That's why we're doing this, probably, because you didn't have that.
So if I would have had that, I'd have got it all out of my system.
Right, you'd be like, oh, look, this no one wants to listen to this bullshit. You try to play it for your parents, and your friends are like, yeah, great, awesome.
I'll have you guys know.
No one wants to hear this shit.
You naysayers, you guys thinking that, you know, nobody's paying attention. We did get an honorable mention on the Dorktown Top 25 Indie Podcast list. Yeah, that's right.
Top 25, like.
Yeah, no, we weren't in the top 25, drunk.
Uh-oh. We were on
in the honorable mentions.
And this is the indie podcast.
Yeah, so no, like all the podcasts with people that people have heard of.
Right.
Yeah, they aren't included. This is indie podcast.
So we're like top 40.
You could say that there if they.
But that's not really like expressly. Like, if they did a top 40 list, we still might be an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't include us in any.
There was
numbers.
A lot of honorable mentions. There's a pretty good paragraph of a
so
list.
So top 100.
Yeah.
Nice. You're looking rather Bosnian today.
Bosnian?
Yeah. Are you
definitely foreign
this?
For sure.
Are you feeling he's got it's a track jacket, like halfway zipped down with his. Man beef going, and then like a chain around.
Trying to sex this bitch up.
You know when he zips it up like that, you can't see that's all the chest hair that he has.
It's an Albanian.
Yeah,
he's making fun of my chest hair now. That's what we're doing.
No, it looked like a lot of it because it was like you're mostly zipped up. You know?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Then, when you unzip it, it's that's it. I mean, that's all we're getting. Look at that. That's it.
I got some.
You got
more belly hair.
Yeah, that's more belly hair than chest hair.
Are you guys like Wolverine? What do you got going, buddy? Yeah, okay. We're taking our shirts off. This is happening. Your hair's just darker. You probably have the same amount of hair as me.
No, there's significantly.
He's got a lot more nipple hair for sure.
Look at this nipple hair. This nipple hair is immense.
Napier is standing in the room now.
With his shirt up. Yeah.
Going from like side to side.
Girls gone wilded there.
Yep. I have delicious nipple hair. You don't even know about this.
It's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Can we put it in Drunk's mouth?
No. Negative.
Next time we play. So this are the rules to what's in Drunk's mouth? No body parts?
No body parts.
Period.
Well, if it comes off of me, is it technically a part of me?
Oh, that's gross.
So what, like if you trim your fingernails, put some fingernails in Drunk's mouth?
Yeah, or, you know, anything that pukes. Can come off easily.
Hair.
Yeah.
Toes.
Like get a golf ball and dip it in Elmer's glue and then roll it in your pubes?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. That would probably be too hard to guess. I wouldn't think he would say this seems like it's a golf ball rolled in pubes. I think
he got a light switch.
He got a fucking light switch.
Pretty good with his mouth. So we will have to keep that in mind and play that game again.
Did you hear that, ladies? Drunk's very good with his mouth. I don't think it's your mic. I think it's Mike's mic.
Is that the game we're playing this week? It's Mike. You guys are trying to make me.
Who's
insane.
Mike?
Mike's mic. That's what we're going to do this week.
You've got to sit very still.
Yeah. Incredibly good. Moving the mic. I can see the
Do you guys plan this? Do you guys call each other. I know you don't talk to me when I try to talk to you guys about podcast stuff. Nobody ever answers the phone. But you guys call each other and you're like, how are we going to fuck with Mike this week and make him crazy?
No, but that does sound like a fun game.
That's what you do, isn't it?
We should try next time. That's you see, that's like more effort than we usually put into it, though.
Yeah, that would be an obnoxious amount of effort for me.
So, yeah.
Do we have any questions?
For Dr. Napier? No, we can close that out.
What kind of Christmas wishes?
And that was
this has been
Dr. Napier. Even though that segment ended like 15 minutes ago.
Did I ever tell you guys about when I moved into this place and Bobby came over here to help me work on it one day and brought me back my Game Boy that he borrowed in high school?
Nope. Tell me the story.
I didn't.
Not heard that story.
Bobby went on a trip to Europe when he was a senior in high school. So that was, what, 2000?
Yeah, 2000.
And last year when he came to help me work on my house, he brought my Game Boy and all my games back and said, hey, man, I borrowed this. I just thought I'd give it back.
Like 10 years later.
So, yeah, he had my Game Boy for 10 years. I'll tell you what.
Should I give you the Polaroid?
Where the fuck's my Polaroid camera?
I've got it.
Do you really?
Yeah. I didn't figure you want that shit back now. We've all got digital cameras and shit. Like, you didn't want that.
You came by and borrowed my Polaroid camera and a whole bunch of Polaroid film.
We bought our own Polaroid film.
Didn't you just need it to like take a bunch of pictures of you and your friend smoking weed?
Yeah.
Just because you thought it would be fun.
That picture was hilarious, by the way. We're retarded.
Yeah, we had a picture laid out with all of our licenses by this big ounce of weed. It was a pretty stupid picture.
Was it like a trust exercise?
No,
it was just like, oh, look how big this is.
And that was our gauge to show you how big the blunt was. We put our licenses by it.
You couldn't think of anything else to put by it?
Nope.
You didn't have a dollar?
Nope.
No, we used our licenses.
We used our licenses.
We used four licenses. So you could clearly see everyone's face.
It's really
pertinent information.
It's really.
You had those developed, right?
No, they're Polaroids.
Polaroid.
It's really smart to be friends with me and borrow stuff from me because I forget about 2 days later that you borrowed it. Like, Paul just reminded me that I lent him my Polaroid camera 10 years ago. I would have never remembered that. You would have gotten away scot-free.
See,
now it's gonna bug me.
You're actually lucky that I've got this Polaroid camera, which it keeps me from asking you to borrow anything ever.
Because I know?
Well, no, just because I've already, like, borrowed this thing and not returned it. So I can't ever, like, go and look at your glorious wall of movies and video games.
So it's good like, for me hey. That you have something that isn't very valuable to me.
Because I could be asking you to borrow all sorts of shit.
Right.
You know, but instead I don't ask you to borrow anything.
Because you,
cause I still have the last thing.
Because the guilt.
Right.
It ticks away.
I can't have two things out.
Do you know where the Polaroid...
Like, no, not off the top of my head. But it didn't get thrown away.
In your home?
I think
say,
we had it when I moved.
Yeah.
We had it when I moved.
I should give that back to Mike.
No.
No.
No, when I moved, I was like, that used to be Mike Moore's. And then, yeah, it's not anymore.
I'm not moving, chat box.
Oh, that was me. My cord has...
You saying Mike if you don't stay still.
Well, technically, half of us are Mike.
Yeah. She's not referring to a Mike.
I'm Mike, okay? Mike Napier is Napier.
Or
so
Napes.
Get this Mike shit out of your goddamn head. For fuck's sake. Oh, God.
I felt that on my foot.
So nothing Christmassy? We're just going to skip that over altogether?
Christmas started before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Oh, with putting stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas really started like seconds after
Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, I like to go and get the cheap candy the day after Halloween, and they didn't have any this year. They cleared out Halloween shit immediately and had up Christmas stuff.
Half price candy. There was half.
Yeah, there was half price candy.
But not as much as they usually have.
It lasted like one day.
Yeah,
if you don't get there the first day, you're fucked.
No, I did.
Oh, you got there
actually, I got there midnight on, I think the first was a Thursday. I stopped at 24-hour Walmart on the way home from hockey, and there they had Christmas shit out.
It's kind of like me with Hostess. I got to the Hostess section too late to get anything quality.
Except they had the strawberry cupcakes.
I got them anyway. They were still delicious.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
And like, I had the last pack
of
cinnamon
buns. It was like, that was the only thing left.
I also got the last pack of cinnamon buns. It was amazing.
As long as Little Debbie still exists, I'll be okay.
But no Ding Dongs.
I didn't like them.
You didn't like Ding Dongs?
I barely like Twinkies.
I didn't like Twinkies.
The last Twinkies that I bought were the green Shrek Twinkies.
Apple pies? Cherry pies?
No, I hated them.
Zebra cakes?
No. Oh, shit, they made zebra cakes?
Zebra cakes
are Little Debbie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, oh, no. Like, I like zebra cakes and those oatmeal with the cream in them.
I liked the strawberry Twinkies.
I didn't like strawberry Twinkies. They were confusing.
Doesn't oatmeal cream pie sound sexual to you?
Oh, God, yeah. When I eat it in front of people, I just, like, get all this white goo all over my face. I let it get all in my beard. I'd be like, ugh. Yeah, this is happening. This is happening right in front of you. You can watch me do this. Watch me.
Why are you staring at me while you're saying this?
Because this is how it's doing.
Yeah, you can't stare at Mike while you're saying this.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Much like everybody else, he doesn't pay attention to his own podcast.
Oh, yeah, fuck Chocodiles. I hate Chocodiles.
I don't know if you guys are busy or anything, but our guy that did our intro, that Andrew Ferris fella.
He's on Letterman.
No, he's going to be on Mr. Producer this coming Saturday. They're going to interview him and talk about his music, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of our guy, right?
Yeah, we promoted him.
Sure, didn't he try to, like, rip you off?
No.
Are you sure? Because I think it was a $5 song, but he wanted you to pay like $40 for the $5.
No, he gave him options.
Yeah, no.
What businessman is going to not give somebody options?
For 40, and I said, nah, I can't afford 40, and he said 15. So he did it for 15. It was 15, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was 15.
Was it 15 or 20?
No, it was $15.
It was 15?
And
okay.
We played it once. We got to record more stuff. We got to do some more Detective Napier crime stories so we can get 15
Too many people liked
on
that one. It was too big a hit.
Cut that out.
Never go back to the well.
Fuck it.
Yeah. We innovate here, all right?
We innovate here daily.
We're on the fucking cutting edge.
Look, awesome comes in, awesome
We're
goes out.
We're creators.
We don't go back to this tired old bullshit.
So, you know, the folks that you know, say, hey, I dig your theme music. If you want to hear more from that guy, he's going to be on Mr. Producer Saturday. So that's cool. I'll listen to it. I'll be in the chat room. So
you should ask questions about how his greatest song is a theme song to a podcast.
Well, you've never heard any of those other songs, have you? They might all be great.
No, not as great as ours. Ours is so catchy and perfect.
He's got you there. It is pretty good.
You just like it because it's about you.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
so
pretty
vain.
Yeah, it's true.
I bet you think that song is about you, don't you?
I think we paid him to make the song about us.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You're so vain. You probably pay somebody to make songs about you.
Do you have any beer karaoke this week?
I don't. But we will have some.
What did we get during our break this week?
I got something from another podcast that's 2 minutes, and then I'm going to play a song. Are you ready for the break?
What was the
podcast? It is the Bon and Oboe Show, and the only reason I have it is because he sent out a blanket tweet today that said, hey, does anyone want our Christmas thing? And I said, yeah, man, we'll play your Christmas thing. And he sent it to us.
Did you pre-listen to it?
Yeah, I did.
It's quality.
Oh, yeah, it's great. The Bon and Oboe Show, I haven't listened to all of them, but I did listen to a couple of them, and I don't know, it's a guy talking to like somebody with an alien voice.
Apparently they're static again.
Oh my god, I'm so...
It was me, I was shaking
Paul,
my leg.
Paul was shaking the cord.
Quit shaking your leg.
You just shake the cord. You touch the cord. Don't touch the cord.
I don't know if the guy is doing the alien voice and like having a conversation with himself. I don't really know what's going on, but I'm fascinated.
So is the show a guy and an alien voice?
Yeah, it's the guy. There's like a British guy, and he's like talking to an alien who also kind of sounds British.
That's the whole show.
Yeah, so it's two guys, but one of them's an alien.
No, so
but I don't think he's a real alien, Paul. I think he's like a guy doing an alien character.
Well, you don't know that. I mean, it's radio. Yeah.
Why?
I was there. I was going to listen. I was going to.
No, you're totally going to smoke the whole thing.
It's a fucking alien.
It's a British guy talking to an alien. It's the theater of the mind. It's a guy talking to an alien. A little green guy. It's like he has an alien little friend, and they do a podcast together.
That is the podcast, or that's the bit?
That's the show.
Oh, that's the show.
Yeah.
Okay. With also the bit.
So it's like I put an alien voice on you, and we did a podcast.
If I could act.
And every now and then, I kind of say, like, oh, that's funny, because you're 3 feet tall, and you're an alien. Ha. I don't know what's going on.
Does the alien have a fresh outlook on today's topic?
It's interesting. I listened to a couple shows. It's kind of funny.
Is this show better than The Mark Bland?
Was that question from Mark and Hazelwood from The Mark Bland?
No, that's actually from our great, great friend of the show, Mark Lang.
WTF Spaghetti.
WTF Spaghetti.
On the Twitters.
I don't know where he works.
You can Google it. Don't worry.
You probably could
Google it. No, we did an experiment. It takes about 5 minutes Googling his screen name.
All right.
That's a weird dude.
I saved all my good stuff for after the break.
Let's do it.
So if you're still here...
After listening to a guy talk to himself in an alien voice, if you stick around through that, there'll be some good shit on the other side.
They do a pretty good show. It's funny.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Well, I generally do too, but we're going to play their thing. It's funny. It's about Christmas, because this fucking show isn't anything about Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dickholes.
We'll be back in, like,
seven minutes
sometime.
This thing is shocking.
Well, there, now we know where the stat is.
Yeah, there's
the static. Because you're a sinner.
You found it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a sinner. You're living in sin.
Oh, hello, Bon.
Hello, Ho, what the hell are you wearing?
What, this?
Yes.
This is my Santa outfit.
Right, well, where did you get one that size?
Well,
from the children's section in the fancy dress shop.
My ass.
Shouldn't you really be wearing an elf costume?
No, I wanted to wear a Santa outfit. It's Christmas. I wanted to be Santa.
Yes, but look at you.
What?
You're not big enough to wear a Santa outfit.
Well, I can...
You know you're only destined to play elves, gnomes, and dwarves.
Well,
and maybe the occasional Ewok.
I thought this year...
What?
I would try and be different, and I would be Father Christmas, because every year you get me to be Santa's little helper.
Yeah, and you even screw that up.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember last year?
Oh, don't remind me.
How many stitches did that little boy need?
Six, I think. But it was his fault.
How could it have been his fault? He was three.
Well, he shouldn't have been pulling on my baubles.
And remember the year before last?
What?
That little girl? Was
there
really any need to poke her in the eye?
Well, she was looking at me funny.
Well, of course she's going to look at you. You were an elf.
Yeah, well, I say she had it coming.
Well, that's why you've got a lifetime ban on all department stores.
Yeah, well, that was a bit harsh, to be honest.
You just can't be trusted. So how do you think you're going to cope being Father Christmas?
I don't know. I just thought I'd try it.
Well, you can't.
Right. Okay.
So, anyway, should we,
Okay, yeah.
So, we would like to wish everyone out there in podcast land a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year.
Indeed, from both of us here at the Bonanobo Show.
Yes, and we hope you all get ridiculously drunk, because I know I will be. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
Now, go and take that off.
Okay, okay.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks radio podcast show. To call in, the phone number is 707.
Yeah, that's not it at all.
930.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Damn.
Well, you're doing a really bad job.
God damn it, Mike. What's the actual phone number? Oh, 309-740-1430. Or contact us on Skype at WFO Dicks. Is that good?
Do you feel good about that? Do you feel that went okay?
It went all right.
Yeah.
Did I do bad?
No.
Except for the bad phone number that I gave.
I think you did okay.
Thank you.
Nah, man, I'll edit all that bad phone number stuff out, man. I want you to look pristine, man.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't want you to look bad.
I appreciate that.
So, Paul and Napier are still outside smoking.
And it's like freezing outside. I don't know how they're still out there.
Do you think years from now, when we look back at, you know, podcasts from the past, I'm saying years and years from now, we archive our shows and people go back and they hear folks calling people, I mean, for instance, at DrunkardSTL or, you know, at this person or at that person. Do you think in the future, when Twitter is long forgotten, people will think that,
that was my surname?
That it was something weird? Because Why is this guy named Ed? I listen to people refer to each other as at this or at that. And I'm just like, you know, I know what that means now.
But will you remember 30 years
but,
from now?
Yeah, will you remember in the future if you go... I mean, you know, like if you watch... you know, an old taped episode of Letterman or something, and down in the bottom corner it says, you know, follow at the Late Show or something. And they're like, what the fuck does that even mean?
No, I'm sure people will still have a reference of it. You watch old episodes of shit from, like, the early 00s, be like, search for us on AOL, keyword, whatever. And they're back.
Must have been a short song, huh?
Or a long cigarette.
Or ballads.
No, it actually wasn't a very long song. Maybe I should have played two songs. Or something.
Yeah, people don't tune in for songs.
They tune in for our company.
So you got the good shit now.
Yeah, my good shit.
Let's hit us with the good shit.
I went to a concert last Tuesday, the day after our last podcast. Internet radio show. And I went and saw the Gaslight Anthem and Greek Fire.
Good show.
Pops. It was a really good show. But
any bitches bust out their titties?
You know, surprisingly, no. There wasn't a lot of titty.
Happens a lot at Pops.
But anyway, we're kind of older gentlemen, so we went up on the balcony and we're hanging out there. And at Pops, there's like a VIP section. That's kind of directly to the left of the stage. And there's like a balcony, and I guess that's where the VIPs get to go.
And we were directly across from this balcony to where we could see into it and see that they had this big crock pot set up, like a table with a big crock pot. And people kept going over to the crock pot and getting stuff out of it. But we were just far enough away that we couldn't tell what was in the crock
pot. Like food?
Yeah, it was some kind of food. And I was just fucking... I really, really wanted to know what the hell was in this crock pot. Because I wanted to know. And it ruined my whole experience because, you know, I keep checking back. You know, I mean, once I get curious about something, I can't focus on anything else except that. So if I saw anybody walking towards that crock pot, I tried to get a view. And I started tweeting people that I knew to be in the VIP area, trying to get somebody to tell me what was in the crock pot. Like David Freeze. He was in the VIP room. So I was tweeting David Freeze. You know, he didn't tweet me.
I don't think Paul knows who David Freeze is.
You don't know who David Freeze is? He's the third baseman for the Cardinals. He's like the playoff MVP. Yeah. He's chatting up broads the whole time. He wasn't paying attention to me.
He probably gets so much pussy.
Probably.
That we should have him on the show to talk about it.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You should extend the invitation.
We need to get in contact with our executive producer to reach out to David Freeze and have him come on the show.
Make this happen.
Talk about all the pussy that he gets.
Yeah.
But nobody.
So you didn't find out what was in it.
I never did. No,
Swedish meatballs.
Brad Pitt's wife's.
At some point, I saw a guy walk by with tortilla chips.
So you think it could be some sort of dip?
Yeah, maybe like nacho cheese or something.
Rotel, possibly.
That seems pretty low grade for the old VIP room.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, nachos are good, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like the VIP room. Don't you want like?
It could have been some, like, chicken wings
strippers,
or something.
Strippers, like, coke to snort off their
not... In a crock pot?
Man, like...
You keep the crack warm?
VIP is fucking VIP, right?
Yeah.
It's
just
crack in a pot. I mean, obviously. Huh. You're going to put it in the crock pot.
But, yeah, it was a good show. If the Greek Fire had, like, a... they brought out a big platform that had, like, a Billie Jean light-up floor. So that was pretty cool. Like they were getting up and doing, you know, dance moves on the Billie Jean light up floor. If you're into that kind of thing. Well, I mean, yeah. If I had one, I would walk on it, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but was it fun to see other people do it?
Yeah, sure. But no, I did not find out what was in the crock pot, which is a major inconvenience for me, because I need to know. That wasn't my good stuff. I do have some good stuff. Are you ready? Are you ready for the good
stuff?
We're
approaching the climax. Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm approaching climax.
Right now?
Yeah.
You're working on it? No, I don't actually have any good stuff. Do you guys have any good stuff?
There's that Vermont bill.
Oh.
Yeah, the Vermont bill that says that if you don't own a gun, you have to register with the state.
We should have a little jingle for Napier's Gun Talk. Napier's Gun Talk on the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Yeah!
Okay, start over. Now.
I like that with like some sort of 40s bop. We always end everything with, yeah!
Jazz
hands.
A Vermont bill is in the works. They're going to do a $500 fine, and you have to register with the state if you don't own a gun.
If you don't own a gun?
If you don't own a gun, you have to register with the state and pay a $500 on your penalty.
A tax.
And I guess that is because you're a drain on society.
Yes.
They're smoking weed in Seattle.
In Colorado, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, recreational style in Washington, though. You can just buy it for fun.
Okay, apparently they're still static. Turn on the thing. Let's see if we can hear.
Oh. There. Move my lip.
No, that makes There we go.
I'm just going to hold it like this. It's you. It's me.
Do you think it's that microphone?
I think it's the cord. It's all twisted.
Well, because that's the last of the original microphones.
Yeah, the original microphones weren't very good.
I know. Yeah. Well, maybe I had to try moving it over. Maybe I should try the other one. Do you think that's the shitty one?
Yeah, it's this one. Here, I think I got it.
This is great radio programming, by the way.
I'm going to edit all of this out.
You can't edit this out.
This is live. You cannot edit live radio, Michael.
This is, you can't TiVo live.
This is live.
All getting edited out. Rest assured.
Faux sponsor, you got something?
Tide gets out bloodstains.
This interruption brought to you by the cock block. What does the cock block do again?
Apparently
a kitchen cutting block.
That's right.
Like a chopping board shaped like a rooster.
40-year warranty will never break. Lifetime warranty.
Or 40 years, whichever comes first.
We will personally come to kill you at the end of the 40 years.
This is an actual contract for your death. Keep in mind, when you buy this, you have 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get 39 solid years of
cock blockery.
You know, incredible cutting board.
And then after that, immediate death. Don't worry, it'll be fast, and we will actually use the cock block to kill you.
Guys, this 3-week break isn't coming fast enough.
What the hell is all that?
It's a jumble of cords. Is what it is.
That is what it is. Let's just do this.
Shoot,
baby.
Latex.
Since there are some people who listen to this show and they don't have, oh my god, this echo is killing me.
I think we should start singing things in round. And just
row,
let
row,
the echo
row
go.
Your boat, down
row,
the stream.
Row your boat.
Merrily, merrily,
merrily. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Life is
row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a stream.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
That was awesome!
But then there's extra rounds because.
Right.
Yay.
So it's like
triple rounds.
Fucking Inception in here.
It was a dream inside of a dream.
It was a mind fuck.
Hey, almost. You're getting there.
Almost.
Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to throw
fuck these. At me. So if you had to nail one.
Don't do anything show related until I get this microphone plugged in.
Female politician.
This isn't
who
show.
Would it be?
La 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 la.
Would it be
la,
like Nancy Pelosi's like skeleton kind of visage?
All right.
Can everything
you just said start over?
I liked the singing in round. I think that was pretty good.
So I should keep that.
I think you should keep that.
But everything else, that's getting gone.
We all unveiled our deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, you missed all of that.
Drunk had a breakdown. He cried.
I did.
But we're all healed now.
Did we see if it sounds any better yet? Well, I don't know why I'm checking. It's not like, you know, we won't hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think it fucking matters at this point.
No.
The people came for blood.
And they got it. They're obviously happy.
So what were you asking? I'm sorry.
If you were going to fuck the shit out of a female politician, who would it be? Nancy Pelosi?
What's your definition of a politician? Do they have to be in office?
Can they have someone run related for to politics in some way?
Let's say that.
I mean, you know, so
Meghan McCain has large fun bags.
I don't. I mean, like, does what's the Alaskan broad's name?
Cause I think Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I think she would probably like win.
No, she's gotten haggard lately.
You mean, I mean, just like based on looks?
Yeah, and like a good hate fucking.
Yeah, you'd want to fuck her.
Like, I'll put it in her butt, no lube, just.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I'll just grit my teeth because that's not comfortable for you either.
Hillary
you know?
Clinton, no, but,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, who else is Michelle Obama?
Nancy
Does
Pelosi.
She counts?
Yeah, Michelle Obama counts. She's a fine looking woman.
Oh, she's all right.
She Eleanor works out. Roosevelt.
No, I don't like him skinny.
Is Barbara Bush still alive?
Yep.
Oh, then Barbara Bush.
How about Nancy Reagan? Is she still around? Just say no.
No, she's not. No.
Well, God rest her soul.
Arnold's crazy ex-wife, isn't she a Kennedy?
Yeah.
She has crazy eyes.
How about like Claire McCaskill?
Ooh. Ooh, no.
No, thank you.
I could bang the chick in charge of the TARP money.
Who?
I can't. It's like Ellen, I think, something. Eileen, maybe.
I don't know. So I should just throw that microphone away, you think?
So back to the good stuff.
Yeah, all my good stuff. I was talking to our number one fan on Twitter the other day, actually.
But you both like dicks in the butt.
Right.
Have hungry buttholes.
Yeah, we were just... No. The global period sink.
I did see that.
Like,
that would be the nastiest sink ever.
No.
Like, it would...
when he said that now, I'm picturing like a giant bathroom sink.
Just
full of period.
No, I want to say it was like it was episode 69, because it was the one that me and Napier did when you weren't here, that we were talking about how awesome it would be for lesbians that live together, because their periods would sync up. Otherwise, they would have 2 weeks that they couldn't scissor. So if their period synced up, then they would just have that 1 week. Because the 1 week that I can't have sex, that week sucks.
It has you questioning your whole life.
Yeah, like, this and is terrible. So, you know, if lesbians were in a situation where they weren't synced up, they would have 2 weeks out of a month that they couldn't get down. So what I was thinking was, if there was some kind of way to globalize period syncs, I'm going to stop entirely. What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Does your lady not have
Napes
periods?
Lucky
no, I don't
way?
Have periods. Therefore,
you
we,
don't have periods.
Yeah, therefore we don't have to, you know, do the is it this week or next week? Oh,
wait, you don't.
Napier
or she
does not have a period.
Yeah, I don't have a period.
That's good.
Does she?
Yeah.
So she why don't you have to worry about the 1 week where you can't have sex? Because you
Oh no,
because
it's only 1 week.
Because he has his red wings.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So it is only 1 week?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not really.
With most women, I'm talking about lesbians.
Oh, well, with hers, no, it's not a full week, no.
You know, I was building something to, and I had to know what that meant.
Yeah.
And we didn't, we still got no clear explanation.
And it doesn't mean anything.
It's less than a week.
Why?
I don't know. It stops.
So you're saying her shit's weird?
It's not weird. It just doesn't go on
for a reason. There has to be an explanation, right?
Well, not every lady bleeds for 7 days.
Some bleed for like 10 or 12.
Yeah, some do like 10 days. Some like 2 or 3.
So she just wanted to like brag about her...
Her periods.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
women do that.
My periods don't last as long as other people's.
And they don't hurt.
Is that like a badge of honor? Is that something that you can hang your hat on and say?
Shouldn't you ask a woman that?
It's kind of like having a big dick, you know?
Yeah.
I got a short period so you can get back to it.
Right.
I mean, I guess that's a good selling point. Sure. Okay. So.
Moving on.
Back to what I was saying. With lesbians, if they went 2 weeks without having to have sex, that would suck. But I talked about that already, but I thought maybe we could grow on this theory and just have like a national period sync center. that, or maybe just do it state to state, where all women go, once they start having their period, once that they go through the change and they start having their period, they can all go to this center and sync up to like a predetermined period, so that we all know when women are on their period. So there's never any guessing work. And this is awesome in several ways. It's good for the women, because then maybe like women workers can take that week off. We know, you know, it's unspoken, so nobody has to ask, are you on the rag or any of that. And it's good for dudes, because then like we can all have like one fun week where we all get to go hang out and have beers and stuff.
So, oh, and women can't use that excuse at work, like, oh, it's a heavy time for me right now. I'm going to go home and lay down. Like, no, 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 no. That doesn't happen until next week's, little lady. Don't you try to pull that shit on me.
If all of our gals were on the same cycle and they all were bleeding at the same time, that would be awesome. Then we could all go to the bar and hang out.
We could end wars with this. Everybody would have a starting point. Like, dude, you know, next week, I hate next week. And the dude will be like, yeah, I hate next week too. Let's see where we can go from here.
I mean, dudes could plan trips that week.
Yeah.
You know, and you would know when to plan trips with all the ladies if you wanted to go on a group trip.
Is that a pet peeve of yours? Like, I'm sorry, this is somewhat related, but like, you like plan a vacation and you're like, we're going to go to the beach and you know, we're going to have lots of fucking sex. It's going to be awesome. And like, you go to the beach and it's like, oh, you can't have any sex.
Well, like, yeah.
She can't go into the ocean because of sharks.
Yeah, if a group of you go to the beach or the lake or something, and you know, there's that one girl that can't get in the water and you know, she's sitting around all bummed out and stuff. It's like, ah, oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Fuck her.
We know what's going on. But you know, if everyone was on the same schedule, that would never be an issue.
Right.
So nationally, we need to determine. And I mean, I guess, you know, Amanda's got to head up on the curb because, you know, she'll only miss the first couple days.
Yeah.
So maybe she can, you know, they say that women make 7/10 of what men make. You know, Amanda, she can make like 8 or 9/10.
Yeah. Won't that be awesome?
And she could put that like on her resume and stuff. Be like, look, dude, I only got to miss like 2 or 3 days.
I can see where people would like to work with that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
You don't like my idea?
It's gold.
Oh, but what happens when the ladies get older and then they stop that and then that week goes away for the older gents?
Oh, well, then it's about time to retire anyway, isn't it?
No, they keep going. I mean, when does it happen? Like 45? They're still working.
I don't know.
I think it's 45.
Yeah, it can happen in their 40s.
Yeah.
And they just dry up.
Yeah. Like an old well that's been used too many times.
And you got to start investing in the Astroglide just for regular sex.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a sad day, wouldn't it?
Or smacking them around.
That just makes my erection harder. That doesn't, you know, help her at all.
Yeah, it does. You know, if they're into that.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on the lady. Some of them are into being smacked around.
Yeah, some of them like being smacked around.
Do you guys have anything
to add to the show? To nothing.
Nothing?
Zero.
I was going on about guns and everybody was like, "Mer, the microphones suck." I'm like, aw.
Oh, yeah, you were going to
Everyone should
gun
have
thing.
A gun.
Yeah.
And then we changed microphones, and then you didn't get to finish your gun thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just cut all that out and pretend like it never happened. Now do your gun thing.
So, anybody who's listening, if you don't have a gun, you owe me $500. Just going to put that out there. All right, then.
You didn't do the gun thing. You had a whole story.
Yeah.
There's a bill.
There's a bill.
In Vermont.
And if you don't have a gun, the state charges you $500, and then they register you.
As a sex offender.
Yeah. As an offender of all that is good and orderly.
Protect yourself.
And then people can look up in their neighborhood to see who's a registered not gun offender, and then they go rob those people.
Yeah.
Do you want to try to get a story out of Drunk?
Well, what kind of story are we hunting for?
That was fun the one time it worked, right?
Yeah.
Ask Drunk to tell us a story.
What kind of story do you want to know?
Have you ever been high in the woods and then adventured out into society?
High in the woods and then ventured out into society?
Yeah, like you were in the woods. You were at a decent bake, probably a golden brown, and then you come outside into the rest of the universe.
I saw the stars rotate on its axis one time.
Was it awesome?
Or I guess the Earth. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was tripping mushrooms that day.
So tell us sometimes you've been on mushrooms.
I almost died. Paul was there.
Yeah, he swears to this day he almost died. You know those, like, domes on playgrounds that are made out of, like...
Oh, the metal dome?
Shape? Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So he's on the top of one of those, and he falls. But he doesn't fall all the way through. He just, like, falls onto his hip, onto the thing.
But with my head, like, sticking through the geometric bar.
And so then he's like, I almost died.
I could have broke my neck.
From the 6-foot drop.
Hey, you can break your neck from a 3-foot drop, okay?
Wouldn't that be fucked up for the cops to come out there and see some dude high on mushrooms, severed spinal cord, just laying there right on the little kid playground?
In the middle of the thing that they can't even get me out of.
No.
Well, we would have dragged your mangled body.
That was a bad story. I'm sorry.
Not the storyteller.
Okay, so let me tell a story of being high. And I have perspective on this because I was not high. So, I get a call from one of our previous coworkers that she is out in the woods, her and her friends, who they were also coworkers of ours.
Was she calling in sick to work?
No, she was calling me to let me know.
As a coworker, or are you guys like buddies?
More like they were in the park high and they couldn't find their way out. So she calls me and she says, "Hey, we're lost in the woods. Come and find us." And I said, "All right." I get out there. They're not in the woods. They're adjacent to the woods, looking into the woods, not realizing that behind them there is no woods. So I say, "Hey, guys," and like, "Oh, my God, he found us."
They thought you were like a tracker?
Yeah, they thought I teleported them out of the woods because they were looking into the woods, not behind them. And they were so freaked out about being lost in the woods, they wouldn't look behind them to see the road and the clearing and everything else.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Are those people fucking idiots?
No, they were high on mushrooms.
Okay, on mushrooms. Yeah, this was a weed story.
No, this is not a weed story. This is not a playful, like, fanciful thing. Like, oh, we got drunk in the woods. No, they were high on mushrooms.
So they were scared.
Yeah, they were scared. So I thought they obviously... they had to call me out there. Now the trip is over. So I get them into my little SUV, and one of them says, "Hey, I'm hungry. Can we go get some food?" And I thought, okay, well, obviously these guys didn't bring money with them into the woods to trip mushrooms.
Does this story end with you tag teaming two high broads?
No.
Okay. How does the Napier tag team broad?
There were not two broads.
Oh, they were dudes?
No, there was one broad and two dudes.
So they were tag teaming the broad on mushrooms?
I don't know. She had clothes on her
out
and they
in the
were
woods.
Huh?
That's some kinky shit.
Yeah. I mean, if they thought they were doing it in the woods, they were actually doing it next to trees, like near a neighborhood.
Hmm.
Which would have been fucked up.
Were you at my house the day that Paul got all high on NyQuil?
No, I was not.
Paul, do you even remember that?
Yeah.
It wasn't NyQuil. It was the Corseden.
It was triple C's, man.
What was it?
Corseden.
You were on purple drink?
No, it was a bunch of pills. I probably took 30 cough pills.
Is that, I didn't remember.
Is that recommended?
No.
Well, no. You'll trip your balls off, though. And you'll do this kind of like gremlin walk.
Paul was walking around my house like a Genesis in the I Can't Dance video. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, at one point I was like laying on the bed and like I was seeing like this wooden Viking ship going through a wooden tunnel. Like rushing water beneath us, like the sails full of wind. I'm just like third person view overhead as we go on this crazy roller coaster.
When in actuality he was laying on our buddy's bed.
It was a water bed.
And me and John were playing Halo, and we had our house cordless phone, and we would hit a button to make it beep, like one of the buttons, like, you know, just hit like the three.
Yeah.
And it would go boop, you know, it'd be boop. And every time it went boop, Paul would flap his hand. He'd go like... So, like, he was just laying there. It was like he was swatting a fly every time we did it. We'd go boop, and he'd go... He'd jerk his hand like...
That's awesome.
And we did that for an hour, and it wasn't fun. And Paul had no idea we were even there. But we were just in there.
I was on a journey with the Viking ship. At one point, too, like, I lost my inner monologue. Like, I was thinking I was saying these things to myself in my head, and I was actually speaking them.
Yeah, you were saying some weird shit.
And it was good times.
And Paul walked up to me. He cornered me in... It was a staircase kind of like my staircase now. Like, you go down one row thing of stairs, and then there's the front door, and then there's another row of stairs.
Yeah, the split level.
So, yeah, in the split level... Paul confronted me, and he grabbed me by the shoulders, and he goes, "Mike, be my DJ." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "I'm tripping balls. Be my DJ." So I went.
You played Radiohead.
I played some Radiohead, and I think I played Beck's Sea Change album. And you were really getting into it.
I was tripping my balls. It was awesome.
You were doing like a little Stevie Wonder sway, and you were getting really excited. And then eventually you wanted to go for a walk, so me and you walked around the parking lot, and Chris Dick followed us in the car, and you didn't know he was there, but he tricked you like three or four times and like kind of honked his horn at you a little bit, and you flipped out every time he honked the horn. But then you know, you would go back to walking like Phil Collins. I can't dance. Then Chris would wait, and then he'd honk the horn, and you'd jump and flip out. Like a flailing arm inflatable tube man.
And Tom was with us.
I don't think Tom was there, was he?
No, Tom was tripping balls as well. And Doug ended up giving him a ride home. And Tom thought he was going to be murdered.
By Dub?
Yeah, he thought Dub was going to murder him. And, you know, he said he almost jumped out of the car.
Tom and John Wambacher walking down the street would kind of look like Ren and Stimpy in human. I mean, Tom is probably... four times the size of Dub. So I don't think Dub could murder Tom like with a head start.
Weapons are the great equalizer, you know.
Yeah.
And surprise.
And being wiry.
The other person tripping balls, of course.
Tom was talking about the Coca-Cola polar bears all night.
Was he?
Yeah, so the Coca-Cola polar bears, they drink Coca-Cola and they slide down the hill. Coca-Cola. They love Coca-Cola. The polar bears. They slide down the
You know,
hill.
I don't remember, Tom. I must have been focusing all of my attention on you because you were more fun.
I'm
Is fun, that yeah. something that you did only once?
No, I also once I went to this tiny Christian or Catholic college in Kansas, Benedictine College. And
that's like an all-girls school, right?
No. No, it's, you know, and...
Did you know somebody there?
Yeah, we friend Aaron was
there. Oh, that's right.
And then,
see, I knew that sounded familiar.
So I was visiting her, and we were partying, and our buddy Tony was up there. And me and Tony trip, and a bunch of his friends, we trip our balls off. We probably take, between the five of us, we probably emptied 20 of these cough medicine packets.
Now, are you the reason that some stuff is behind the counter? Like, is that something?
No, that's stuff that they make, use to make meth. You can still buy the shit that I'm talking about.
And when you go into Walgreens and buy 20 packages of it, do they know what you're going to do?
Oh, well, see, yeah, you don't want to do that.
I think you're restricted to three.
Well, what we did, well, what happened, I went to a party. And, like, I'm drinking a bunch of vodka out of a water bottle. And Tony comes up to me and he hands me a whole pack of cough medicine. And he's here, like, take these. I'm like, what, like one of them? He's like, no, take all of them. You'll trip your balls off. I was like, oh, okay. So I take all these pills.
So you succumb to peer pressure.
A dude hands you a blister pack and says, everything at once, do it. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty wild back in the day. So I take these blister packs, and we start to trip our balls. Cops come to this party and break this big party up. And I end up back at this guy's dorm. And we decide we need more cough medicine to trip our balls more. So we go and we do a two-for-one kind of deal. Like, we buy one, for every one pack we bought, we stole two packs. So it's like, granted, it's like 2 a.m. and we're going like the 24-hour Walgreens at this college campus.
More than likely walking funny. Like,
yeah, probably.
Before.
And there's like five of us. And each of us bought a pack of cough medicine and stole two. So we end up tripping our balls off all night fucking. At one point, we spend like 2 hours, like, we all need cigarettes. And we like are debating on who needs to go get cigarettes. And this one guy is just like, nah, you can't take my car. And like, spend this arguing. We argue for hours. You're the only one with a car. We need to take your car. We need cigarettes. Da, da, da. After the end of this whole argument, at this long, big deal argument, you know, we all are like tripping our balls, just staring at the wall. And he finally is like, oh, I need cigarettes. Can someone take my car and go get cigarettes?
So he just forgot?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe he didn't need cigarettes before then. No. Like, suddenly it became an issue, but like, he came around. You know, after it was done, though. After
so he saw it your way eventually.
Eventually.
Well, he probably ran out of cigarettes. I mean, once you run out of cigarettes, that's a come to Jesus moment.
It's time to get more cigarettes.
So we go get cigarettes. Then the night actually ends with us, like, there's these caves or like caverns there, and like, we went to this like bombed out church with like rubble in it.
Yeah, I've been there before.
And then there's like these tunnels under the dorms, and so I'm tripping my balls off and I have to go like, not quite, I have to like duck walk through these tunnels under this you know, dorm, and there's like graffiti all over, and we smoke like bong rips in this catacomb of tunnels under the college. If I would have been left in those tunnels alone, I would have died. There's no way I could have possibly gotten out of the tunnels on my own. By the time we made it out of the tunnels, it was like daytime. Then I had sex with some chicks and we went home.
In the catacombs?
No, not in the catacombs. I came back and I was like, oh my god, where have you been? I was fucked out. But everyone missed me, so I got lots of sex. Good times.
I'm sure that ride home was brutal, too.
Yeah, it was with Aaron's parents. So, like, I'm recovering from, like, a weekend of binge alcohol and drug use with, you know, Aaron's parents on the ride home. It's good time.
So you rode up with her parents? But she went to the school, so she didn't come with you.
No, she was already there. So it was, like, me, her parents, and then the gremlin-faced chicken head.
G-Face C-Head?
Yeah.
How is she doing? Do you talk to her anymore?
No, she's my Facebook friend. Does that
count?
Yeah?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't, yeah.
Doesn't count at all.
She's got a sore throat.
That's a bummer. You saw that on
Facebook
today?
Feeling under the weather, you know, got a little bit of fever going on. I don't know.
Wasn't she a married couple's girlfriend for a while? Thanks for muting your phone, by the way.
Was she?
Didn't she move in with a married couple and she was their girlfriend?
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
that's what I heard.
It's a good time.
Sure.
I'm married.
Do you have a live-in girlfriend?
We should have one. That'd be awesome.
That's probably a conversation that you probably can't initiate, though, right?
Hey,
somebody's got to.
Hey, baby. I just, you know, we're good. But I want to just make things better by bringing another woman in. That means someone else to help you do the dishes and clean the house.
Yeah.
And
sync periods with.
Right.
Right. Or else, you know.
See, but at that point, though, you don't want them to have synced periods. You want them staggered. So they can be like banging one while the other one's going.
Yeah, because then that would be an extra bad week.
Oh, and then you'd have to...
terrible. I have two
God,
vaginas,
I can't have
I can't
sex with anybody.
Oh, and you get a third wife.
And you'd have to stock up on, like,
and then
the tampons.
Sinks, too.
That's why those Mormons have so many.
That's why you can't have them live together.
You have to have
she just has to come over.
You always hear about those stories of the guys who have, like, families in different parts of the country. Like, dad goes out of town on business. But, like, in Florida, there's also this whole, like, wife and kids who think that's their, like, dad.
And then dad goes on business to see the other family, too.
Right. It's like, they could do, like, one of those
things. Do you find that out when he dies?
Somehow that's how it happens.
I guess, because when people you don't know come to the funeral, you're saying, hey.
Awkward.
You're incorrect, sir. That is not your dad, because that is my dad.
And they're, like, reading the will. They're like, and to my four kids. Whoa. Four kids? Yeah, you know, you, your brother, and then my other two kids.
So to continue on with the story, I'm taking these mushroomed-out weirdos to McDonald's.
Oh, Napier wasn't done with his story?
I didn't know. I thought the story was done, too.
Oh, okay. So you take your mushroomed-out weirdos. I'll just cut all that stuff about Paul out.
Okay.
We'll just continue.
Doing a lot of editing on this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be an edit-heavy episode.
It's for the producer to do anyway, I mean.
Yeah. No, I'll send it off to the producer. He'll take care of it. Anyway. You take the mushroom heads to
McDonald's. And while we're going down there, I think it'd be really fun to fuck with the girl coworker, because I thought it'd be funny. Well, I kept looking over at her, saying, is it safe? She would like look at me like, what? I kept going, is it safe? You know? And she goes, is what safe? And I kept going, is it safe? She's like, oh, I know what you're trying to do. And then I kept looking at her. I would stop, look forward, and then go, is it safe? What I didn't know was she wasn't really getting into the whole I'm fucking with her thing. And that was making me sad. So what I didn't realize was behind me, the two dude stoners who are still fucked up on mushrooms are out of their fucking minds. They are shaking, and they kept whispering over to each other, is it safe, like in sync with each other, and just flipping the shit out in the back of my car. And I didn't realize this until I got to McDonald's. I said, hey, do you guys want hamburgers? Both of them are pale and sweating and shaking. It was awesome. See you in hell, faggots.
Bye.
Us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioQBar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blew that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioQBar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.